When I sort through the layered texture of what clutters and claims my spirit, I find you, deepest good, in residence. You shine like a piece of gold inside of me, in that tranquil, secluded district of soul. I discover my true, unblemished nature. Teach me that there is much more to me than just my struggle and my failure. Absorb me in the jewel of your love until I am fully one with your goodness. Beginning our Yoga Nidra practice now. And starting with the senses. Sounds. The fragrance. Images and shapes, tastes, flavors, touch of air on your skin. How very much alive you are in this moment. Alive with breath. How is your body feeling? Right now. And how seems to indicate a worded answer, but instead I invite you to simply give attention to your body, to the what you are feeling now. To the experience of this moment as it unfolds in all kinds of sensations in the body. Noticing what intention comes into your practice or arrives now. What is it that you wish to experience, explore, receive? Perhaps along with tonight's theme, the intention to experience your deepest good. Touch into the treasured gem that you are. That space, that spaciousness that is revealed when all else has been washed away. Connecting with your inner wisdom. and your animal wit. Your inner resource, perhaps. Maybe a visiting power animal. One from a card you may have picked. One that shows up now or showed up earlier. Invoke your inner resource. If it serves you to connect with an animal, invite in the animal that has wisdom for you on this part of your journey. Take a moment to connect with it. Power animal, place, person. For your safety, for your guidance, for your protection. How do you connect with that? Do you look each other in the eyes? Do you lay a gentle hand on this animal? Does it come through a vision or through texture? Allow your senses to become alive with that. If it's a place, sense it, the temperature in this place, the fragrance or smell, the colors. Yes. Staying with or coming back to later your inner resource, power animal. Continuing now with bringing attention into the center of the chest. Inquiring with your heartfelt desire. What is it? What do you long for? Perhaps it's been renewed in the process of letting go. Perhaps there's more clarity around it. Maybe it has changed. Considerably. Maybe it's exactly the same as it was yesterday. Notice. What would make your heart sing? What is it that you want more than anything else in life? Then bringing attention to your breath. On the next few breaths in and out, noticing the breath and counting backwards silently from 11 down to one. A breath in and a breath out, 11. A breath in and a breath out, 10. Continuing in that way, following your own rhythm of breathing, beginning now. Breathing and counting backwards. If you've lost count, come back to 11, start again. Letting go of the counting now. Bringing attention to your whole body. Your whole body breathing. The air arrives perhaps at in through the nostrils, yet the essences carried in the breath are carried all the way through to the tips of the toes, to the top of the head, everywhere in between. How miraculous, magical, and practical. Sensing the tip of the nose and the way the air feels coming in through the nostrils. Is it cool? Is it warm? Is it sharp? Sensing the mouth. Lower teeth and upper teeth, the tongue inside the left cheek, inside the right, lips, sensing moisture, dryness around the lips, inside the mouth. Sensing the back of the throat. The right cheek. The left cheek. Right ear. Left ear. Right eye. Left eye. The whole forehead, top of the head, back of the head, back of the neck, and all around the neck, back, front, both sides, allowing sensations to show up for you. As you bring attention to these different areas of the body, sensations, a flow of energy, in the throat, in the left shoulder, left arm, around the elbow, the wrist, and hand. The left thumb, the left index finger, perhaps scanning through the rest of the fingers in your own time, at your own pace. Attending to sensations with your attention. What is here? What is happening? Moving, shifting, changing. Right shoulder. Right shoulder, right arm, right elbow. Elbow down to the wrist, the right hand, right thumb, right index finger, sense. Perhaps pulsation of energy circulating, fluids moving. Tingling, throbbing. No sensation is excluded. If it's already here, it's already been allowed to exist, allowed in your presence. Nothing is denied. Which also means nothing is a distraction from your practice or a something that takes you out of meditation. Everything you notice, you are noticing it. It is arising in awareness. And it also dissolves back into awareness. Perhaps noticing sensations in the rest of the fingers in the right hand, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, the whole right arm and right shoulder, the whole left arm, left shoulder, both arms together. The right side of the chest, right side body, right hip, right thigh, right knee, shin and calf, right ankle, right foot. Quiet, perhaps gentle aliveness, appropriate for this time of night, for all that you've uncovered and released. Quiet, gentle aliveness pulsating through the internal space of the right foot and right leg, right thigh. Right side of the pelvis, right side of the torso and right arm, right side of the neck, and right side of the face, face and head. Shifting over to the left side of the chest. Left side body. Left hip. Left thigh. Left knee. Shin and calf. Left ankle. Left foot. Allowing the defined borders of the body, the defined structure that shows up in images and pictures of the body, to melt away. Instead, letting sensations, the ones that are showing up now, inform you of what foot is, left foot, left leg, left thigh, left side of the pelvis, left side of the torso, left arm, left side of the neck, left side of the face and head. The whole left side of the body. A sphere of sensations. Some sparkling, some luminous, some rapid moving like lightning. Shifting attention to the right side of the body, from the right side of the head all the way down to the right foot. A pulsating aliveness. A vibrancy of sensation. Experience us in the right side of the body, showing up, shifting, changing. The whole left side, sensing the whole right side. Left side again, right side, sensing both sides of the body together, left and right together. Experience yourself. Experience yourself present with all that is showing up here for you. Locating somewhere in your body a sensation of closeness. Closedness, perhaps. A sense of something closing, contracting, pulling in, closing off, shutting away. Where in your body do you experience closed? Setting that aside for a moment, where in your body do you experience open? Open, available, accessible. Moving, fluid, expanding. I'm bringing your attention back to closed and shifting it to open. Back and forth, the sensation of closed, the sensation of open, then sensing both at the same time. Bringing into experience both closed and open at the same time. Then letting this pair of opposites and the inquiry into opposites dissolve. Dissolve back into the quiet of the night, to the spaciousness, to the open field that you are, in which closed and open, tight and loose, and all other pairs of sensations come and go, arise and dissolve. Just like sounds pulsating through the silence of nighttime. Like light flashes through the dark. Your presence, open, expansive, wide, inclusive, welcoming, all allowing, without you having to do a thing. Watch the thoughts that come for a visit. What are they saying? What are they about? Watch them. What emotional tone goes along with these thoughts? Irritation, frustration, sadness, disappointment, joy, exuberance, happiness. Perhaps touching back into your inner resource, connecting with your power animal again. and seeing yourself, experiencing yourself. Walk through a trail in the meadow, in a meadow. The trail is easy, soft walking. And you walk up to a place. It's a beautiful place. It's serene. It's peaceful. And you meet a guide there. Check and see who comes. This guide is here to guide you to a stone, a particular stone. Let your guide take you, perhaps traveling over land, over sea, in the sky. Making your way to a stone. A rock formation. Take a look, experience the size of this stone. This rock, this boulder, this rock formation. Take in its color, its shape, its feel. Then begin to merge with it. Slowly at first, merging with this stone. Merging in a way to allow you to experience life, the cycles of life, the all of life. From this perspective, what is it like as a stone? As this stone? What is it like to experience the movement of the seasons as this stone? Are there seasons where the stone, where you merging with the stone, are located? What is it like to experience sunlight? Is there sunlight there? Daytime, nighttime? What is it like to experience water or moisture? Is there moisture or water there? Taking in, gathering in your experience as stone and beginning to unmerge, to come back out next to the stone as you in form. Perhaps your guide still there. Bowing in gratitude or giving thanks in some way to the stone for allowing you to merge and feel what it's like to be it. And the guide guides you back to where you first met. Where you say goodbye, give thanks to your guide. And turn around and walk back through the trail that guides you through the meadow. Coming back here to this space. To the felt sense of this moment. Locating, feeling into a sense of your own preciousness. Your crystal being. Touch into your deepest good. Watch how your deepest good knows exactly how to tend to every thought and every feeling, every experience as it arises, these sounds. Perhaps thoughts about doing it right or getting the practice wrong. Or someone else not doing it right or something not happening right, the right way. Your deepest good, your wholesome presence. Knows what to do with these thoughts, knows how to receive them and let them go. Watch how in your presence thoughts come and go. Here's that change, that constant change of life. One moment irritation, another moment peace. One moment, annoying thoughts. Another moment, perhaps a gap in between thoughts. Or pleasing thoughts. These experiences, they don't ask us first for permission. And then they arrive. Experience experiences, life is happening all the time. Our presence. Our presence is like an expansive field. Field in which there's room for everything. Your deepest good allows it all to be exactly as it is. It's not threatened by thoughts, pleasant or unpleasant, sensations, pleasant or unpleasant. Notice all that is constantly changing. Then notice the noticing. Notice the part of you that's been noticing all along this practice. Your true, unblemished nature. Let it show you how there is more to you than these thoughts, more to you than these sensations, these emotions. More than just your struggle and your failure, let your deepest good absorb you in the jewel of your own love. And it's a universal kind of love, not dependent on any outcome or experience or action. It's an essence of love, a pulsating vibrancy, a welcoming source that embraces all. It emanates and radiates through the interconnected web of life. If any messages are needed, any wisdom, guidance, support, ask for it now. Perhaps setting an intention for nighttime sleep. Or for what you wish to experience tomorrow. how you'd like your day to go, setting an intention. And recalling again your heartfelt desire. That thing that you want more than anything else in life. Checking back in one last time for our practice with your inner resource, power animal or guide. Feeling again a sense of your body, again, but really anew. Your body as it is in this moment, this precious, unique, only existing now, and now, and now moment. Your arms, your body, your legs, your head, sensing perhaps the weight of the body, gauging the level of tiredness, readiness for sleep. Sealing our practice with gratitude. Becoming aware of one thing, or perhaps several, that you are grateful for. This concludes our practice of Yoga Nidra for tonight. Thank you. Good night.